new 103.7 Light FM. We're Gene and Julie, being joined by our lifestyle expert, Kimberly Schlegel-Whitman. You've been bringing good advice every day, and I think you're going to help us even more by organizing our closets.
That's right. It's that time, right? To start putting our summer clothes away and bringing our fall clothes out.
So
I'm going to keep my summer clothes out a little bit longer because of this hot weather, but we have to start thinking about it now. And I think that the key is really to start small, because the idea of organizing your whole entire closet is really, really overwhelming. But if you decide, you know, this week I'm going to go through my purses and next week I'm going to go through my shoes, then it's, you know, task by task, it makes it a lot more easier and approachable. So I called my friend Catherine Carr, and she has an organizing business called All in a Row.
I love that name.
Isn't that a great name?
Yeah.
And I asked her, you know, please help me get started on this, because give me some tips and ideas, because it's so overwhelming. And that was her first idea. But the other thing, the key tip is really to make sure that everything in your closet is something that you feel really, really good in. Be ruthless with your items. So if it doesn't fit right, or if it has a button missing or a small tear and you keep putting it back thinking, oh, one of these days I've got to fix that, you're probably not going to pull it out and wear it, because we're always in a rush when we're getting ready. So be really ruthless and have bins for yourself, things to give away, things to consign, things that need repair or alterations, and then you can tackle those things all at once.
I really like that idea. So you literally have three bins that you just throw the stuff into.
Exactly.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. And then you can keep all the things that you're really wearing all the time in plain sight and make them really accessible
and
easy to
get to.
It's
hard
to
get rid of some clothing, because you just are so optimistic that you're going to get that weight again, or you're going to be able to wear it again. And,
or you just need to fix that one button and get around to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. Or you forget because it's just hanging there. But if you separate it and put it in your laundry room or put it somewhere else, then maybe you'll tackle it. And as far as the clothes that don't fit, if you really think that you're going to fit back into them again, then...
I still think that, yes.
Then store them away somewhere, you know, package them properly and stick them under the bed or in another closet. And that way, you know that they're still there for you and they'll still motivate you, but they won't be taking up the space for the valuable items that you wear every single day.
Or get that weird line on it. Because if it hangs too long in the closet, it gets a weird line, you know?
Well, that was actually another one of Catherine's tips, is that you really need to take your clothes, A, off of the dry cleaning hangers the day that you get them home, because those make funny lines and they can get a little sticky.
I'm guilty. I do that all the time.
I do too. But also to really always fold your sweater or anything that's going to stretch. Always keep those folded, because you're right, over time they will damage. And if you take care of your clothes, they'll last a really long time. She had some great ideas for boots, you know, because we're only wearing our boots in the fall and winter. And if you just leave them in the summer, they'll start to fall over and, you know, they really damages them. But she had a great idea to take some cardboard and just cut a small piece of the appropriate size and stick it inside your boots, and it will make them stand. You won't have to spend a lot of money on expensive boot shapers.
You have to hear what Gene does, because this is a really good
I use
work.
1.5 liter Evian bottles and I just stick them in the...
Great idea.
It's recycling.
It's so cheap. It's so cheap, but it works perfectly.
Water bottles in his cowboy boots, and they keep.
I always know when my daughter's been in my cowboy boots, because I have like hot water bottles laying around on the bathroom floor.
I love that idea.
That works for ladies' boots as well.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, the other thing Catherine says is really motivating is to have all your hangers matching. And I actually have a favorite hanger that I just have to talk about today. It's called those Huggable Hangers and they have them at HSN and they have them at Bed Bath & Beyond. They are the skinniest little hangers.
Jeez.
And they're also made of a material that really doesn't let anything fall off. So you know all those blouses that slip off the edges and that kind of thing drives me crazy. And these, they just stick. And I just did my whole closet in them and I'm so excited. And they come in so many colors.
And what are they called
again? Amazing. Huggable Hangers. And they are at hsn.com, and you can pick any color on there, and you can have them in, you know, a gold or a brass finish or a silver finish. I mean,
silly, but nothing feels better than walking into the closet.
It's true.
And all the hangers are matching and everything's hanging well. It's a funny...
That's your side of the closet. Mine is like, I got dry cleaner hangers and I got all shapes and sizes. My side needs a makeover, so it's good to get these tips. What other tips do you have for us?
Well, for all of those clothes that are taking up space that you don't believe you're ever going to fit in again, but they're cool and they're fashionable, you should take them to a consignment store. And it's amazing, by turning those things in, the extra spending cash that you can put into your shopping budget then to buy new things that you'll be really excited about. So if you think about it that way, it's easier to turn them over. And I love a consignment shop in Grapevine on Main Street that's called The Revolving Closet.
Cute name.
And they have great little things in there. You can even drop things off and then shop for some other things that might revive what you already have in your closet. And all in a row, my friend Catherine's business will actually come to your house, pick up your consignment clothes, and take them and drop them off for you if you want to. And I'll put her contact information on my blog, too.
Now, I'll tell you, we did something that Julie had this idea to take a bunch of Sophia's clothing. Mm-hmm. And you actually got... They bought it from you, right?
Yeah, there's a store called Once Upon a Child. I don't know if you've done it yet, Kimberly, because I don't know how much your little guy has grown out of yet. But you get all these great things. Obviously, you keep a couple things for sentimental reasons, but there are other things that have just been gently used. They grow out of their clothes so fast. Mm-hmm. So I took a bunch of her clothes and a few toys that she outgrew and took it to Once Upon a Child, and they bought them for $128.
On the spot they bought it?
On the spot they bought it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And then they'll do what they do, and they'll put it out on the floor, and you know, they have great stuff you want to buy anyway. Thank you so much for your tips on how to organize our closet. It's our lifestyle expert, Kimberly Schlegel-Whitman.